This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are deserving of your company and you of ours. Thank you. It's the DKB program. Monday, the third day of February. You got that spelled right, Victoria? February, February, as opposed to February, the sloppy pronunciation of the month of love, Valentine's, Black History Month, all that good stuff will, I'm sure, inculcate itself into our conversation during the course of the month. Jennifer Horn is trying to figure out whether she can speak or not. The flu. Victoria, you gave her the flu. What's the big idea?
Yeah, that's going around for sure.
Sure is. An interesting flu. We'll talk about the flu cocktail that's been created to develop an anti or a resistance or get rid of the coronavirus. But I think probably first the top story that people are talking about. What you might have missed this weekend, folks, is there was a football game yesterday. And apparently the Kansas City from what state? I saw Trump didn't know there was Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas. And to tell you the truth,
really?
I didn't. Well, I didn't either. I don't know which Kansas City they're from. One of them is right on the border with the other one.
They're
so
in
pretty
Missouri,
much
which
same.
Is basically in Kansas, but they're in Missouri.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So people who want to make fun of the president, as usual, find anything.
But, like, that's an easy thing to fact check, you know, and yeah. He claims to be such a football fan, like, I don't know. That seems very weird. Why wouldn't you just ask someone next to you
I didn't.
5 seconds to Google it. I mean, yeah. I literally just looked up Kansas City Chiefs, and the first thing that comes up is the page about it that says it's in Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm. Well, but again, so. For those people like you guys who don't like them, it's just another way to give them a shot. So
I mean, you're the one who brought it up. So
I did bring it up.
I didn't even, because I don't follow him on Twitter, so I don't really know any tweets unless someone else brings it up.
That it was he had the same understanding as I did of it. So, but that's not the most important thing. We'll stop making everything about the president and the fans and those people who bet. So our pal Adam from betonline.ag, I wonder how he'd look at this, because the spread was pretty close, but the game wasn't really. You get right down to brass tacks, right?
It was all the way up until the end. It was a very close game, so people were going back and forth. My husband had a few different prop bets, but for the most part, it really was a very close game. It went back and forth. It was two very evenly matched teams. Finally, we have a Super Bowl that wasn't a complete blowout, and so I know his Lewis's mom was betting. Excuse me, she was betting on, I don't know if it was prop bets or, you know,
really?
Different fun things. She won $4,000, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Wow, Fancy Nancy is taking us all out to dinner tonight. That's so nice
really?
Of her.
So where
well,
did
it was Lewis's mother, but yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Where
Fancy Nancy doesn't bet.
Where did she place the bet? She placed it online, or did she go to some place that you could go to on the corner?
I think it was just with a big group of friends. I think that
really?
They had, yeah, I think a lot of people do that. They just sort of do their own point spread and point system, so, yeah.
Wow.
But it was, overall, it was a very fun game. I think that, you know, from the beginning, Demi Lovato did a fantastic job with the national anthem. It was a lot shorter than people were betting on, so a lot of people
I
got
thrown
off. I bet
at a minute 40, and it was like a minute 47 or something, so I was pretty close.
You were close, yeah, but most people didn't think it would be under 2 minutes, but it was, so, but she sounded great. She did a great job.
What did our guy Adam say was going to be? Wasn't there a point?
I think
point
he was
spread.
Saying around like 205, at least,
205.
For the national anthem.
Yeah. People were betting on that at betonline.ag, too.
We were wrong about the, well, I guess we were kind of right about the Gatorade color. A lot of us had said purple, but it was like a yellowy orange. So, yeah, we were not right.
Was there
about
any
that.
Mention of Kobe Bryant during during any part of the game?
There was a moment of silence before the game started, and then on the big screen, which I thought was really well done, on the Jumbotron, they had everyone who lost their lives on that helicopter crash in alphabetical order. So it wasn't like Kobe and Gianna Bryant and then no one else cared. It was done. I thought it was done really well. Now, speaking of the Kobe tribute, for some reason, and because people just, you know, love to get on Twitter and be tough guys, for some reason, people are really giving J-Lo and Shakira some flack for not doing a Kobe tribute. I don't know why. I guess Shakira had said something that Kobe would appreciate the way that they were, the message that they would be sending, you know, during halftime, and I guess it kind of implied that they were going to do a tribute to him. I'm not really sure what you can do during a musical performance and pay tribute, but there wasn't really any mention of that, and so I guess some people are upset that they didn't do anything. However, I think the halftime show was one of the best halftime shows in a very long time, and we went out to dinner. We were sitting at a bar, not a sports bar or anything. We planned to go home, but then they turned all the TVs on to the game, so we stayed and watched it. And after the halftime, people started clapping in the bar after the halftime show because it was so fun and good. And Shakira was great. J-Lo was amazing. It really was just... What was it about it that made it so great?
Was it just a move? What was it that made it,
it was just the, it
so
was,
exciting
It was what
you
want in a halftime show. It was the spectacle, the dancing, the costumes. I keep forgetting how many songs I know that J-Lo has that are hits, and Shakira had a bunch of songs that I hadn't heard in a long time, and then Shakira played drums with J-Lo at the end. It was great.
And J-Lo brought her daughter on to sing, and she was fantastic. Because she's probably only, what, like, I don't know, 10? 11 or 12?
11?
Or so. Yeah, she's pretty young, and she had no problem, you know, like singing, and just I had no problem paying attention to her. She sounded amazing. Yeah, I don't know, the whole thing was so much fun, and I was like so hyped up afterwards. I was like, oh my god, now I need to binge Shakira music and like do some dancing.
It was really good. It was really, really good. So it was I would not be surprised at all if the ratings come back that this was a very highly rated Super Bowl for sure.
Good.
And then
the other
bit that people are talking about, Tom Brady's ad for Hulu. Remember last week we talked about the mysterious picture, the black and white picture of him walking either into or out of an empty Gillette Stadium? Well, it turns out he was teasing. That was in the commercial. It's a black and white commercial. And so he talks about, you know, the speculation of him retiring. He said he's not going anywhere, and then he goes in and talks about Hulu Live and the sports package that comes with it.
Well, apparently he isn't going anyplace, because the rumor today is that the Patriots are offering $30 million for the next year. This kid that was in Boston, that when he went to San Francisco, who was the anticipated replacement, I forget what his name is, Garoppolo? What's the guy's name?
Jimmy Garoppolo,
He made more money last year than Tom Brady did at the Patriots. So apparently that was a sticking point, and that has been taken care of. So there's and that may be a $30 million times two deal, who knows, but at least that's. And then there are other rumors that other teams because he is a free agent, are throwing money at him. So let's see.
I'm sure a lot of teams would want him, but I don't see him going anywhere. Then there was a rumor last week that Giselle was seen looking at an all boys school in Nashville, and that freaked everybody out. And it turns out that she wasn't there. And so people are kind of losing their minds over this stuff.
I thought one of the other cute parts of the night was at the very beginning, before the whole thing started, they had, it was the 100th anniversary of when the NFL started, and so they kind of made a big deal of, like, the team, for the greatest players from the last 100 years, and they went around, they had a ton of them on the field. Tom Brady was there, Bill Belichick was there, a bunch of other players were there, and they went and kind of focused on all of them. Gronk was there. The funniest part to me, though, that they kind of went over, they read a lot of their names out loud, but apparently O.J. Simpson is on the greatest players from the last 100s list, and so I don't know, it was kind of funny to see his name on there. I mean, yes, but he is, but they did kind of, I don't know.
It'd be like if somebody put a list out of the funniest television programs of the last 50 years, the Cosby Show would be legitimately on that, even though Bill Cosby is a lech.
I know. I was just looking through the group of people, because you see everyone else standing there, and I'm like, did they bring O.J. Simpson here today? It didn't look like it.
There you go. Speaking of they covered the game and got that insight from you guys. That's good that both of you watched it and you had a good time. I'm glad about that. And all the people that did watch it and had a good time, good. Hooray for you. The Kobe reference brings me around to focusing on some new thoughts from the people who make our laws, the sightseeing helicopter focus. And this wasn't a sightseeing helicopter that he was killed in, but it was typical of the kind of helicopter. And there are other helicopters. We've all heard of these stories of people. I remember one, there's a place in, I want to say, it's not Phoenix, but there's a place along the 10 somewhere, and I think it may be Hoover Dam, but there are a lot of places around the country. You go to the Grand Canyon, where all of these helicopters give people rides, and there are plenty of examples, plenty of circumstances, plenty of situations that have existed over the years. These things have been problem with the way the helicopters are maintained. They get in the wind. They're dangerous. Helicopters and people who take helicopter tours, it is, even though it's the highlight of a lot of trips, for example, if you go to Hawaii and you want to look at the volcanoes there, the craters, it's the waterfalls have come as a part of some of the beauty of that the fabulous area. I think Hawaii is, if not the most beautiful, certainly in the top three or four. I just love Hawaii. And the island's tourism members have, the numbers have gone up and up and up and up. So the popularity of air sightseeing tours has gone up and up and up and up and up. The number of helicopter tours rising there and elsewhere gives a focus in Hawaii. They're looking at more safety regulations. Three crashes in Hawaii killed 21 people last year. The most recent one, I remember, was just right after Christmas. A helicopter went down on Kauai, killing all the people that were on the plane. So congressman from the state introducing the Safe and Quiet Skies Act, which would prohibit air operators around the country from offering flight tours over protected areas, the national parks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That would impact the helicopter tourism business in Hawaii for sure. But one wonders again, because there's been so much focus on the Kobe Bryant situation and the helicopters and why it was that only that the helicopter only missed being safe 20, 30 feet from the top of the mountain, but it couldn't, the guy couldn't pull the stick back far enough, apparently, to get the thing up fast enough, and so that was the end of that. But there are a lot of accidents, as opposed to flying, which is the safest form of transportation if you're in a commercial airliner. This appears to be one of the most dangerous ways of getting around. So, anyway, experience of the air pilots is one thing that people are looking at. So the National Transportation Safety Board calling for more safety regulations among the small tour helicopters, and so we'll see where all of that goes. Some of the floating, you know, if you're in Seattle, you know, on Lake Union, there are these planes, what do they call them? They have pontoons on them. I forget. They call them water planes, I think. They're
like seaplanes, those things?
Thank you. Yeah, no, that's what they call it. Yeah, seaplanes. You're right. Yep. So that's probably something to be considered, to be sure. No question. I just think about that. Think about these sorts of things. And people are certainly still talking about Kobe and his wife and the children. A lot of the people who went to the various places, but I think mostly the Spirit Center, the Staples Center, all the things that were there, people left in memory of Kobe. I guess Mrs. Bryant wants all that stuff. So, just there's still a lot of focus on that, to be sure. 20 minutes after the hour, those of you who are stressed out from paying those holiday bills, lots of people are responding to this, and I hear from people, yeah, you get it. It's right on. The credit card debt hotline has become a service element for a lot of people to call and figure out how to deal with their credit card debt. 800-560-6760. Let me repeat the number. 800-560-6760. So if you have really high payments and you want to get them cut down to a fraction of what you owe, this is the way to get the advice. Call Credit Card Debt Hotline, 800-560-6760. That's 800-560-6760. Reduce those payments.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I... Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Program with Victoria and Kara and Doug and you and Harry Styles. Supposed to be a big concert, which didn't take place because of the weather, apparently. Kara, I'm going to call on you. This was supposed to be a real memorable night for people who had waited hours and hours and hours and hours and hours in line, paid $300 a ticket to watch Harry Styles. The Super Bowl weekend concert, it actually was Friday night, kicked off about 9:15. So what happened? Why was this?
Well, they had other artists first, so they saw Mark Ronson and Lizzo performed and a few other people, and then, you know, a lot of people are big Harry Styles fans, and he just came out right. with a new album and hasn't toured it yet, and so people were excited to see him. And then, you know, a few minutes before midnight rolls around when he's about to go on, and suddenly this announcement comes on saying there's a big storm coming. I guess the venue must have an open roof. I don't know why they would cancel it otherwise.
Was it the American Airlines? No, the American Airlines Center is where they played the game, right?
Victoria, do you know where they were performing?
It was at some side stage or something. It wasn't at the field. It was in somewhere in Miami.
Yeah.
Something Gardens or something.
But
yeah,
I saw video of it because, I mean, I guess people didn't want to leave at first, and then eventually they were forced to leave. And, yeah, I mean, that's a little much, but people go kind of hysterical. About Harry Styles. I'm definitely not one of those people. But anyway, I saw a video of all of them leaving, and I think, like, Uber, people were trying to catch Lyft home, Uber's home. They were, like, $100-something because there were so many people leaving at the same time. People were walking through, like, a foot of water because they were forced to leave in the middle of the storm, basically. And, yeah, the whole thing was just a mess. Not really what you want when you're trying to promote a big event.
Wow, looking at some of the... They all people got out safely, but it still wasn't cool. And then Harry expressed his feelings, saying he was disappointed. Pepsi was the sponsor, assured all the attendees that a full refund and their rideshare costs. So how would they get that information from each one of the people that were there?
I don't know. They must have some way where you can submit a receipt or something like that.
Yeah, they email you a receipt. Well, at least Lyft does. I'm assuming Uber does, too. But or, you know, you just go into your account and you can take a screenshot, and it'll have all the timestamp and everything of what you paid and where you went. So I think it's nice that Pepsi's extending to that. I've never even heard of any sponsor saying, hey, we'll pick up your ride home, too.
Yeah, that's good. All right, next focus here in the music portion of this hour of the DJV program is on Dierks Bentley, his country group, Hot Country Nights. gearing up for a busy year. Some new tour info is out. Some new music also. The group announcing their one-night stand tour for this year. Kicks off in April. 12 city stops. Let's see here. Doug Douglas, who's the front man, says the Knights started as a live band playing in a place called Teasers on Two for Tuesdays. Must be a little hole in the wall. And they couldn't get enough of us down here in Murfreesboro. I always love the name Murfreesboro in Tennessee there. He's the current alter ego for Dierks Bentley. We've got a little money now, so Barry did some work on the van. We got a few outstanding legal issues handled, so we're free and clear to cross state lines again. So what
so
was going on?
All in his character.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Knights are riding again. Woohoo! The band will be taking along openers. Let's see. Hannah Dasher is going to open. Tennille Towns, Rachel Womack, Lainey Wilson. If Jennifer were here, she could tell us about all of those folks. Tickets on sale the 7th, which would be, what, Friday of this week? 10 o'clock local time. $19 is the opening. Who's going to have them? I just go because it only costs $19. In addition to announcing the tour, Hot Country Nights releasing a new music video for a song called Asphalt, which you're listening to in the background here. The band will perform the song live tonight during their national television debut. They'll be on with Jimmy Kimmel tonight. Watch that. 28 after the hour here on the Hot DJV program.
Leaving it all. Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In New York City, a man's facing attempted murder charges in connection with two separate attacks on NYPD officers over the weekend. Police say Robert Williams walked into the 41st NYPD precinct in the Bronx and opened fire yesterday morning, less than 12 hours earlier, on East 163rd Street. They say he opened fire directly into a police van, striking and injuring one of the two officers inside. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says anti-police sentiment and demonstrations against police don't help.
And you have to be careful about the words you use, because words matter, and words affect people's behavior.
The Oscars last night, the Korean drama Parasite wins Best Picture, Joaquin Phoenix Best Actor for his performance in The Joker, and Renee Zellweger for Best Actress in Judy. And this is USA Radio News.
Finest Stone has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you're going to find hard to believe, and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan Dollar Book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan Dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve your historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let's continue on here. Monday, the 10th of February, on the air with the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, with the focus on the Oscars for sure, the passing of Orson Bean, the trouble with talking about Robert Conrad's passing is that he was very close to Jennifer. I mean, yeah, sometimes these are cathartic experiences because you have support, Jennifer. I know you were. He was a very interesting character.
Yeah, definitely. Multi-layers.
Well, tell
I mean,
us
I guess
a few
that's
stories.
True for all of us.
Yeah, tell us a few stories about Robert Conrad, known for his being in the Wild Wild West, but he had three or four other TV shows that were very successful.
Baba Black Sheep, he was in, oh gosh, what was the Stars one where they competed? Battle of the Network Stars, a lot of people loved him in that. Yeah. Probably closer to our generation, the ladies here might have seen that, or of course he was in Jingle All the Way, he was a nasty cop in Jingle All the Way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Robert Conrad was just he was someone that really connected with a lot of fans, number one, because he was so darn good looking, oh my gosh. Still in his later years, he was just very attractive.
You know, I get confused all the time for him.
I know. That's pretty good, huh?
I actually do get that. Yeah,
nice. And he had these piercing blue eyes that could just peer right through you. And the funny story is that my dad had dinner with Robert Conrad. He had actually, Larry, what people may not realize is that Larry Minetti, who played Rick on Magnum, had a very close relationship with Robert Conrad. They were very, very good friends, like brothers, pretty much. I fought like brothers, loved like brothers. And so my dad had connected with Larry Minetti and was talking about doing a radio show with Larry. And I think Larry was like, he's kind of on the fence. He didn't know if he should. And then he said, you should really talk to my friend Robert Conrad. So my dad had dinner with Robert Conrad, and he said that he just, and my dad's got very intense, like, beautiful green eyes.
Green eyes.
No, but they're very intense. If you stare at my dad's eyes, they're like, you know, they'll like peer through your soul, or at least that's how I felt when I was a teenager. But Robert Conrad would just have these eyes that looked right back at you, and my dad always said he like peered right through them, and you never quite knew where Bob was. And so my dad was talking to him about doing a show, and then Bob said, all right, I'll do it. And they were going to start out doing politics, and Robert Conrad was conservative, but he did a political show for about a day, and it just didn't feel right to him. And so then he did a show that became kind of very unique. It was almost like a fan chat room on the air.
It was a fan, that's what I would have said,
Early on, we would book a guest an hour, so really good guests. In fact, I was hosting the show one day. I mean, I could name a whole list of people I talked to, but the one that stands out for me is Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey used to stand in front of the gates at Robert Conrad's house. He loved Robert Conrad. And I say what we will about Kevin Spacey, and I'm sure there are lots of accusations, and I'm not going down that road, but I will tell you that Kevin Spacey was one of the best celebrity interviews I ever did. He was fascinating. He respected Robert Conrad, such an interesting career, and that was one of my favorite moments with Bob when we were talking to Kevin Spacey together. Anybody who was anyone in Hollywood, Ernest Borgnine, I mean, Connie Stevens, Carol Burnett, all of them had come through and done Bob's show at some point. And it was always amazing to me to hear how many of those people that we know, Bill Paxton, who's passed away, he was a fan of Robert Conrad. I mean, he came in, and watching these big celebrities get starstruck around Robert Conrad was just really interesting, because I think he had such an impact. And on the personal side, Robert Conrad loved his family. He loved his fans. He was so touched.
I didn't realize he had 8 children. I didn't.
Yeah, a lot of kids. Yeah. And I think towards the end of his life, he softened a little bit. He was always a tough guy. But what really made his whole week is coming into the studio, doing his two-hour show where the fans could talk to him, and they'd come and see him. I mean, it was like a big deal. They'd, like, book time to come into the studio so that they could come and hang out with Bob. And they would send him these gifts. I mean, I had never seen a radio show pull like Robert Conrad's did with as far as people's generosity. They would send him monogrammed bathrobes and crystal sculptures and artwork. I mean, just every week he would get new stuff from people all across the globe, from France to the UK to places in China. I mean, everywhere. They were like Robert Conrad people all across the globe. It was so bizarre. But it was just, it was a fun thing to watch, and it was fun how much he appreciated that. And he'll be missed. I mean, gosh, he was tough, and he could stare you down and stare you to your core, and then he'd look at you and, you know, and just give you a big hug. So it's sad. It was a sad day for us when we found out. But he'd been sick for a little while. He'd been not doing, you know, he'd been, as we all do, he's getting older. And so he's at peace now. And
we're getting older? What?
That's the only alternative, right? So I'm happy to know that he's at peace. But, yeah, a little tough weekend for us. We lost a family member.
So the house that I have in Venice is on the corner of, in between Venice and Abbot-Kinney. If you're not from around here, it doesn't make any, you know, you don't know what we're talking about. But Abbot-Kinney is, Venice is kind of an artsy-fartsy place, for sure. And a lot of actors live around in these neighborhoods where I am. And so on Friday night, up overhead, all of this, these helicopters are, you know, I can go out the door and I see this helicopter pretty much right overhead. And I'm sort of, I go to bed and I'm wondering what the heck's going on here. But it turned out the next morning, I found out that Orson Bean, who is somebody that pretty much everybody, no matter what their age, knows, although I think, Victoria, you said that
I didn't know who he was, admittedly, until this new season of Grace and Frankie. He was on an episode, and that's the only time I'd seen him in anything.
Yeah. Well, he was on most all of the game shows, certainly from the 60s on up. He was 91 years old. Anyway, so he was out walking his dog. Venice is a very busy boulevard. And so he was walking off the crosswalk and in the light. And, well, apparently the light had just changed or something. I'm not sure. But he walked out into the street, and he got hit by a car and knocked over. So that wasn't bad enough. But the car behind the car that knocked him over actually ran over him and killed him. And then, you know, I mean, it was right in front of the theater where he and his wife worked. They were company members. He'd been on it a lot of times. He was a prolific actor. And so if you he was in The Equalizer 2 in 2018. That was the last movie that he was in. But he was in these TV shows, as we were just talking about, Victoria and I. It just, I don't know, you think back, it's just, it's sobering that somebody who was actually in very good health walk out into the street here and get bumped off. It was, I think it was about 8 or 9 o'clock when it happened, so it was dark, but it wasn't that dark. But they didn't charge the drivers or anything because they said it was an accident. So, but what a shame. What a shame. Kinda, isn't it awful to lose somebody that you either know about or you like or you love, whatever those things are. And that's part of the posthumous focus on the Oscars. They always have those sobering moments. I did not see I didn't see the whole Golden Globes or the Grammys, but they have the same segment, don't they, in all of those shows? Just a moment or two for the people who passed away that belonged.
I don't know if they did that this year at the Grammys. Not sure.
Yeah, I don't either. Anyhow, so that was a comment or two or three on stuff going on this weekend. A lot of talk about the Oscars and stuff. So, anyway, this is not, as Victoria will underscore, necessarily a sports story, but I thought it was very interesting how the NFL, this hack thing. You want to just spend a minute? I know we're going to talk about it in Tech Talk, but what did they do? What, did they get into Facebook and Twitter and the NFL accounts, is that right? The ESPN accounts?
Well, that was a while ago. Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago. That was 2 weeks ago, the NFL. But now the same hackers are back. So essentially, that's what we'll be talking about in the tech report. Is now they've moved on to bigger and possibly more damaging accounts.
It's, just the fact that these things can happen is just extraordinary, frankly. And all the money and time that it takes. And most of these, this kind of stuff, they're only doing it to show you that it can be done. Right? No, did anybody really get hurt out of what happened at the NFL?
Well, they don't seem to have asked for a ransom. So that's most hackers will ask for a ransom. These guys apparently did not. So it's just to show, you know, that's what they can do.
You know, Monday mornings oftentimes we go through the dead list.
Thanks,
or who got shot and who didn't, or whatever happened over the weekend. That thing in Thailand where a gunman killed 21 people. Good God. But we talk about little sports. A player named Angel Echevarria, who had played for three teams over the past 10 years or so. He was a pretty good player. 48 years old, been out for a couple of years. He said he told his wife he didn't feel well. And he got up and he walked and he fell down and he hit his head at home and he died. You know, again, sort of the kind of stuff that makes you really want to get the most out of life, I think, as much as anything else, those sorts of things. Major League Baseball is not going to schedule any more advertising on its platforms promoting Roger Waters, the leadership of the Jewish advocacy organization, B'nai B'rith. Sent a letter to Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred criticizing the sport's involvement in ticket sales for Waters' This Is Not a Drill Tour. MajorLeagueBaseball.com among the organizations sponsoring ticket pre-sales. B'nai B'rith said Waters' views on Jews and Israel far exceed the boundaries of civil disobedience. He was the former lead singer, for those of you who don't remember, of Pink Floyd, supported the boycott, divestment, sanctions movement known as BDS that presents itself as a nonviolent campaign for Palestinian rights and doesn't endorse a specific solution to the conflict, which is pretty much the Palestinian thing. They all criticize what Trump came up with or any other fix, but then they never have their own ideas. Anyway, the Israeli authorities say the movement's true aim is to delegitimize the nation and eventually wipe it off the map. Warner's also has been criticized for his use of the Star of David at some of his shows. So that kind of dicey stuff. I guess it gets into the realm of politically incorrect, doesn't it? Is that what it is, really?
No, just the power of Israel versus Palestine. Yeah. He's British, and he's been, you know, his whole stance on Palestine is that they deserve they deserve a 50-50 if Israel gets, you know, all that. That's what he's always said. I personally can't stand the guy. I worked with him. I have a million curse words that I could use for him, but he's a horrible, rude, and I just do have nothing nice to say about him. But that is what he has been always promoting, is that it should be a 50-50 thing, that the Palestinians aren't really getting any of the support that the Israelis get. Mm. He's not wrong on that, but, you know.
No, he's not really wrong. Yeah. Okay, today, appropriate here in Los Angeles, Jennifer, because it's National Umbrella Day. We had a little bit of rain here yesterday. Supposed to have a little bit more today on the West Coast. Nothing like what they had on the East Coast this weekend. Wow. Woo! How much rain did you get in New Jersey or down in Washington? How much rain did you get?
Weekend, I didn't get that much. It was nice and sunny. It was Thursday and Friday that it just poured the entire day.
Yeah. A lot of rain. We had windy up in New England where my farm is. It was really windy. But I enjoyed the weather here, Jennifer. Very nice this weekend, other than a little bit of rain yesterday. Dolly Parton once said that if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain.
That's right.
Yes.
I like
that's
the
very
rain.
Very good. Yep.
It's very windy again, though. I feel like that's been the story.
Yeah, you had wind over there. I didn't have any. There's a little windy here Friday afternoon.
I'm surprised you guys can't hear
no
it.
No wind over here. For generations, the method of choice has been the umbrella to put up with the rain. As part of many cultures since ancient times, umbrellas have a storied history. So in honor today of National Umbrella Day, watch a movie that features an umbrella. Singing in the Rain comes to mind right away, and certainly Mary Poppins. But there are dozens of movies that have umbrellas that are prominently featured. You can also celebrate by getting a cocktail with its own umbrella. And let's face it, umbrellas break all the time. Boy, don't they, huh? If it's windy, they blow inside out, kind of. Plan ahead by using National Umbrella Day as an excuse to stock up on an extra. I was walking around the Westfield Mall yesterday. I was waiting for my watch to get fixed. And I didn't, there were umbrellas everywhere, and I didn't quite understand what, you know, you walk by any of the department stores, JCPenney's, there's a, what do they call it? Nordstrom's, and a couple of other stores in that mall over there, the Westfield Mall. And they all had umbrellas all over the place, so now I understand what the focus on that was. So, enjoy National Umbrella Day. Ought to have two or three of them around. Have them in your car, that sort of thing. Television-wise, what do we have that looks like it's big on the dossier tonight? Jennifer, what do we have?
On the dossier? Well, let me check with my Russian sources. Well, of course, the Russian in my life is Kara Schulin, and she'll be watching The Bachelor tonight on ABC. You can check that out. Also, The Baby is Coming on Bull, if you're a fan. Bull tonight, CBS at 10 o'clock.
I haven't watched that show for a long, long time since he's having a baby? His wife?
Yeah, it's his first child, Dr. Bull's first child.
Yeah, but he's been sort of ramping around. But he had his first wife he kind of liked. And I wonder if it's with her.
Well, I guess we'll find out. Seven weeks from her due date when they were last on the air. So there you go. You can check that out. America's Got Talent, The Champions, also new tonight. The top 10 finalists will perform on NBC. That's at 8 o'clock. And 911 Lone Star is new tonight on Fox at 8.
All right. So there's that story. Don't forget, if you're having problems with your credit, the number one place to go is to the debt relief hotline. If you haven't taken advantage of that yet, might be interesting for you to call the number. If I could find the number, I started talking. I love that. Oh, wait a minute. Nope. Oh, here it is. 800-560.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
All right, here we are back again with the focus. It's Tech Talk time, so technology is our focus. Victoria Keelan goes through a lot of the important info that applies to all of us everyday stuff rather than the geeky things you get with Leo Laporte or Kim Komando or Dave Grabline. So this is not that stuff. This first story having to do, we were talking about the NFL account that was hacked and what the ramifications are of this latest hack from the same bunch, Victoria.
Yeah, so this is 2 weeks ago, the NFL accounts were hacked on all the social media. ESPN social media was also hacked last week. And so now the same group struck Facebook and Twitter and Instagram this weekend. And it was a pretty big disruption for anyone who was on social media, and Twitter especially this weekend was kind of shut down for a bit. The group is called Our Mine, and they made multiple posts on Facebook's Twitter account. And then they also were on the separate Facebook Messenger account. They took over all of it, and the same tweet was posted multiple times before eventually Facebook caught on and started deleting them. But the tweet read, "Hi, we are Our Mine. Well, even Facebook is hackable, but at least their security better than Twitter." I'm reading it exactly how it was, so it's very broken English, as you can imagine. "To improve your account's security," no punctuation there, "contact us." Then they gave an email, which obviously don't contact them. And then they also are offering their security services. And so they said you can go check out their security services on OurMine.org. And in a statement, Twitter said that the hacking happened through a third-party platform, and they said as soon as they were made aware of the issue, they locked that account, and they were working closely with their partners at Facebook to get everything back to normal. But it just goes to show, you know, we've had so many high-profile hackings recently. The NFL, ESPN, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Mark Zuckerberg's personal accounts, Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, his personal accounts, HBO's account. There's really no one and no account that can that is safe. And that's what these groups, you know, this group has been, the last time we've heard from them was 2017. Something happened within their ranks, and now they're back. And so they're going to just create more and more havoc. And based on the broken English, I'm going to go with either Russian or North Korean. And so it will just, you know, the FBI is involved now. They're going to see, you know, and cybersecurity is something we're really lacking in this country. Like, we're so far behind. But this is the kind of stuff we don't know. Are they ramping up now? Are they going to?
Victoria, why are we so far behind here?
Well, if you saw that, well, remember how embarrassing it was for anyone under 100 years old last year when Mark Zuckerberg was sitting before the Congress and senators were asking him about Apple products and their iPhone, and he's like, that's not the company I work for. It was an embarrassment globally. We were laughed at globally because we didn't even, we had senators who didn't know the difference between Apple and Facebook. So, and that's pretty basic stuff. Like, even my mom knows the difference between Apple and Facebook. So, I have no idea what it's going to really take to get serious about cybersecurity. I'm hoping that this group isn't ramping up to interfere in our next election, but you never know.
Yeah, that's right. You never know. Samsung announcing a couple of new smartphones this week. Let's get the details on that now.
The Geek Out.
This week, Samsung is holding its Unpacked event and is expected to reveal not one, but two new smartphones that's certain to catch the Android lover's eye. First is the Galaxy S20. Yes, they're jumping model numbers all the way from the current S10, and we should find out it's loaded with best-in-class performance, four cameras, and a giant new battery. The other device is another smartphone with a folding screen. The Galaxy Z Flip is the expected name, but it does not replace the existing Galaxy Fold, as it's intended to really compete more with the new Motorola Razr. We don't know pricing or release dates, but after Samsung's Unpacked, we'll report those to you next week on The Geek Out.
The all-new Highlander comes equipped with 5 USB ports, perfect for fully charging everyone's smartphone. No phone is dying on your watch. That's how you go Highlander. Toyota, let's go places. May not be compatible with all mobile phones, MP3, WMA players.
All right, so Victoria, I'm trying to understand. I'm sure you'll explain why Netflix has been asked to remove titles. Why?
Well, because certain governments don't like some of the movies that Netflix has been carrying. For example, So Netflix has announced that they've taken 9 different feature films down between 2015 and 2020. They're going to start releasing a yearly list so we know why in certain countries some movies have been taken down. For example, in Vietnam, Full Metal Jacket has been taken down. The Vietnamese Authority of Broadcasting and Electronic Information felt that this was Stanley Kubrick's take on the Vietnam War. It does not look good, and it contains very sensitive subjects for the people of Vietnam, so that was taken down. And then most recently, they took down an episode of Hasan Minhaj's Patriot Act, which criticized the Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, over the Jamal Khashoggi stuff.
Why in the hell should we be rolling over to them?
I agree.
Yeah. All right. 59 past the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.